planet's first robotic police units. Became the focus of the world in 2016.
Dr. Robot, you're under arrest.
Vincent Moore is a former soldier.
The problem with artificial intelligence is it's way too unpredictable.
The Scout's creator, Dion Wilson, sees a rich future.
What interests me is a machine that can think and feel.
Have a robot that is operated by a thinking human being.
We don't want this.
It's expensive, it's big, and it's ugly.
Scouts are a huge success. Stop worrying about these pet projects.
I think I've got it. This is a new kind of life, a new step in evolution.
Well, all I got to say, Cody, I ain't even got to say. All I got to do is ask you, was I right?
You were halfway right about Chippy.
You stop fucking talking like that.
You like Chappie voice?
I fucking hate Chappie so goddamn much.
Chappie like voice?
I'd like to stick an M80 in his goddamn chest and just let that shit explode or something like that.
You guys like Chappie? Chappie like this gut too. Gangsta cool.
No, Chappie, gangsta ain't cool. Chappie, go hang yourself, please.
No, Chappie doesn't like violence. Chappie doesn't like crime.
Chappie, throw yourself off a bridge, please. Just do it. You know, you're under my command, so go do it, goddamn it.
Will you give me money so I go on a bridge?
I give you money. Yep, that's right. You go sleep. You want to go sleep?
Chappie, go sleep.
That's right. Chappie, go sleep. Go jump off that fucking bridge, then, you annoying sack of shit. God damn. It's got to be the most useless fucking... Scarlett Johansson did more with her fucking voice and her than this goddamn robot did in this fucking movie.
Hey, man, he painted a picture, man, in like 10 seconds. That was awesome.
What else did he fucking do? Not a damn thing. Exactly. I like how you got quiet. He's like, well, he hung out with some brothers.
Yeah, he did, beat up some cops, and he tossed Hugh Jackman through a wall, so yeah.
Oh my god, I can't wait to get in there. Oh my god, cannot wait, god damn it. First of all, as if Fast and Furious wasn't doing enough, Neil Blomkamp had to get his white ass in here and fucking throw in two more rappers. So-called rappers, if you will.
Die Edwards, is that how you pronounce them?
Yeah, Die Edwards, whatever. But you got Ninja and Yolandi, and I was just like, oh god, those two are horrible.
I'm playing that fucking music the entire movie, and I was like, god damn, turn that off.
Please, man. Is this guy getting worse now? Is he getting worse? Seriously.
I don't know, man.
Is he fucking getting worse now? All you people out there, yeah, he should make an alien film. Yeah, are you serious now? He's on a declining track record right about now, and... I don't know if he's perfect for that.
Yeah, man, I gotta say, man, I don't think I hated the movie as much as you did, but it is by no means, in any way, shape, or form, a good movie.
Thank you. I'm more insulted by it just because people tell me, you got a lot of heart in that movie. This is a lot of... just stop it right now. Was I right about that, Cody? Back me up.
A total of probably 1 minute, 30 seconds of heart.
And that's when Chappie said, Chappie wants to live. Chappie has conscience. That's it. Oh my god, talk about characters! Oh, yeah. Oh god!
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen someone so miscast as I did Hugh Jackman in this movie.
Thank you.
I like Hugh Jackman, but he was not right for this role. I'm sorry.
Why was he in there?
I don't know. Because he cannot pull out that whole slimy, malevolent bastard type. I don't buy that from him.
No, I don't either. And I was going to say, it almost felt like somebody else was supposed to be playing his role.
Exactly.
Like some lesser-known actor or something like that. You're just looking at Hugh Jackman, just like, damn, this guy will take anything now.
Yeah, Jesus.
This probably had to be the weakest character development I've ever fucking seen in a film in the past year now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I have never seen just characters thrown in there for no fucking reason, whatever. And someone's trying to tell me, well, the movie's focus is on Chappie. And I was just like, he don't do shit neither.
No, not really.
He don't do a damn thing in here, but people, let me... You go ahead and give a fucking synopsis of this bullshit.
Please do that if you want.
Okay, so we in South Africa once again.
You know, little Bobcat, this is South Africa, man.
Man, this nigga cannot get his heart on. And you know, the problem with him in South Africa, too, is I know a lot of South African people. I mean, I can count over my fingers to my toes, whatever, how many South African people I know. And they'll tell you straight up, you know, it's not all that bad, you know. Sometimes, I mean, there's some bad parts, but...
Don't tell Neil Blomkamp.
Neil Blomkamp make that shit look like a goddamn video game. Like, you just stepped out of war. So he makes these movies look like goddamn Call of Duty or Battlefield or whatever.
God, man. Jesus.
Tone that shit down, bro. And, so we got, I guess these robots who Dev Patel creates to be cops, pretty much to replace police officers and shit like that. Because
basically, is this
puffin'
RoboCop.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Yeah, even the last robot at the end looked like
dude,
it too.
That is exactly the ED-209, man. They didn't even try to hide that.
I was like, God damn, dude.
I appreciate his originality as far as designs go, but what the hell happened there?
Man. Man, goddamn. Okay. I'm about to say, fuck this scenario. Let's just get into it. But, okay. So basically, one of them gets injured, and Dev Patel, he pretty much created a system where, because he wants to move on to the next evolution of these robots, which is pretty much artificial intelligence. And Sigourney Weaver, for some odd fucking reason or whatever, I guess he just had to throw in there because he's like, you know, hey, this is part of my campaign for aliens, you know? It's like, hey.
Plays the same damn role, I swear, for like the last 5 years, man. That woman, authority figure.
She played the same. She played the same damn character you saw in goddamn Cabin in the Woods in this fucking thing. Just
yeah,
come.
Cabin in the Woods. There was another movie too where she played the exact same role. I can't remember it right now.
I can't remember it neither, actually. Anywhere where this bitch just comes out of a wall with a suit. It's that same goddamn outfit too.
Yeah. But damn, dude, I gotta say, I actually enjoyed the opening of this movie. I was with it for like the first 20 minutes.
Talking about that cool, that action scene?
Yeah, that was badass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was funny because when I saw it, they were talking about, now if you don't like it, don't tell anyone. And I was like, oh God, it's one of those movies. And then they were just like, some of the special effects ain't that finished yet. So just think about that when you watch this movie. Just take it easy on it. I was just, like, sitting there going, like, damn, they've been talking about this for 20 minutes now. I was like, why do I feel like I'm being set up right now? This is going to be a horrible fucking movie. Right. Sure enough, it wasn't great at all. So, pretty much, Sigourney Weaver tells him, Dev Patel, who plays Dion Wilson here, no, don't do that. Then these gangsters, who we all know from, one from goddamn Walking Dead, that Mexican, I don't know why this Mexican dude is in.
Yeah, he played Miguel in Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah, he was the governor's right-hand man. Yeah. Then you got Ninja and Yolandi Visser, who both are rappers, South African rappers, who, by the way, they are fucking horrible. I looked their music up when I saw this movie 4 months ago. I looked at this and was like, God, this shit is horrible. And they acting ain't great neither. Matter of fact, this shit was bland as fuck, too, actually. Get into a ramp, you want, but calm down. Calm down. So they kidnap this robot, and I don't know. Chappy becomes a nigga. Okay, there you go. Shit, that's a sum this shit up, or whatever. Chappy damn near becomes a goddamn coon, okay? And not just any coon, too, an annoying baby ass coon and shit like that. Little nigglet baby, if you will, or whatever, just coming out the woodworks and shit, you know? You got Yolandi trying to play the mothering type, and you got Ninja over here trying to play like the, oh, be hardcore, because apparently they got into some, like, they owe this one other big gangster, whatever, $20 million or whatever.
Yeah, the subtitle gangster.
Yeah, exactly. How the fuck you owe this dude $20 million, first of all?
Yeah.
Seriously, this motherfucker, you guys living in, God damn, fuck this. God damn it. God damn you, Neil, like, okay. Okay, all right. Sorry, people. Okay. So, pretty much they're going to use Chappie to pretty much break into a vault or whatever, and I don't know, just rob. But they doing some of the most pettiest fucking crimes, too, I've ever seen in this fucking thing. It's just like, yeah, $20 million worth. So, then we later find out Hugh Jackman, which is another storyline in here, whatever, for no goddamn reason, he's just got a dick up his ass.
Mad because they're not choosing his robot over Dev Patel's robots.
And shit, mad is putting it loosely too. This motherfucker's out for blood for some reason. Whatever. It's just like, anyone choose my robot? You all will die or whatever. I'm just like, God damn, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? This is probably the weakest I've ever seen Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, this is definitely one of his roles. For sure.
And not just from his performance, too. Just character-wise as well. Man, they literally just... This is like... His role looked like it could have been a short on YouTube.
Yeah. Probably.
And everybody's going like, well, where's Dave Patel in this robot, whatever? Oh, man, he comes in there every now and then and teaches him a book or something like that. But, you know, that's about a good minute or two, you know? And then... Then next, you know, the movie ends with some... with the nigga robot versus the robot... RoboCop robot. And then there you go. That's the end of the goddamn movie, people.
That's the synopsis, basically.
Pretty much the synopsis is we got to follow a nigga robot around, so. I hate that fucking robot, by the way. I just want everybody to know that I fucking can't stand that goddamn robot. Everybody, oh, man, it's got a lot of heart. District 9, move out the way, you know. Oh, man, this robot look cool, whatever shit. You better not tell me this fucking robot is cool with a straight look on your face. I'll slap the shit out of you if you say that.
Man, you know, it's really sad because, honestly, yeah, that's a big problem. I don't think it bothered me as much as... You?
Oh, yeah, you know that's my pet peeve. I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah, because I did think Chateau Copley, I did think he did a great job, minus all the, you know, the foolish stuff.
Yeah.
But he did a great job bringing this robot to life. Mm-hmm. Especially when he first started out, and he was, like, had the baby angle going on.
Yeah.
I really felt a sense of wonder in those parts, man. I was like, okay, cool. This is like true sci-fi right here. I dig this.
His mocap is cool, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just when he talks. You want them to shut the fuck up. When he talks, you want him to shut the fuck up or whatever. I couldn't stand that nigga in this movie. He's irritating the shit out of me. And then, walk like daddy, you know, walk like daddy. He gangster, you know what I'm saying? Cool, whatever. I looked at that and was just like, okay, I'm done. All right, whatever.
Hey, fist bump me, Holmes.
You know, I'm done. When I saw that motherfucker pull that gold chain out and wrapped around it, I was just like, oh, God. Oh,
man, don't forget to mention the sequence where they had the slow motion walk.
Oh, that one of that photo you keep sending me and shit. Yeah, now you know why I kept saying fuck you every time you send me that photo. I was like, cause I know that scene or whatever. I was like, oh god, that was like them getting ready, whatever. This motherfucker, they teach this nigga to be a ninja pretty much, whatever. I mean, shit, he got ninja stars and shit like that. He's throwing. I'm just like, go to sleep. I'm just like, you know, Chappy, you could be cool at first in the mocap and all. That's cool, whatever. By the hour and a half mark, though, I was tired of your ass. I wanted him to die so quickly. I never wanted something to die so painfully and quickly than I did Chappie. He was getting on my goddamn nerves just when he talked. He was a fucking brat. Got on my fucking nerves, man. And almost every character in here, though, got on my fucking nerves. Even Dev Patel or whatever. He's just constantly... Don't mess with Chappie. I'll be back. I'll come back. He comes back or whatever. Yeah, he comes back all pissed off and shit, whatever. And just like, what are they doing to you, Chappie? What are you doing? I was just like, damn, dude.
Don't be like them.
You just like Neil Blomkamp. One hit wonder. You ain't done shit since Slumdog Millionaire. No wonder Neil got your ass, whatever shit. I'm starting to think that this guy was a one-note hack or whatever and shit because... Oh, my God, man. This movie pissed me off so goddamn much.
I think the big problem with this movie is very much derivative of his past two films.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, like the first 20 minutes, District 9, the last part was pretty much Elysium.
Yeah. Yeah. I found out that this guy really isn't that great with characters. I mean, even if you go back to District 9, Chateau Copley wasn't that great of a character until, I want to say, middle half, ending of the film or whatever shit.
Kind of a dick most of the movie, yeah.
Thank you, yeah. You didn't really give a fuck about that dude or whatever. I think the only reason why you felt sympathetic towards him was because of him teaming up with that alien at this point. You thought he was going to help the alien get free or some shit like that. But other than that, you just like, man, fuck this guy. I don't give a shit about him. And, you know, obviously we watch Elysium, which... Some people say, oh, the Matt Damon and them were good, but Sigourney Weaver, she was obviously playing Jodie Foster from Elysium again. Shit. Exactly. And Elysium, obviously, I thought that was Matt Damon's, one of his most blandest performances I've ever saw or whatever and shit. And then I saw Interstellar, and I was just like, man, you're just getting worse, bro. I don't know what Neil Blomkamp is doing or whatever, but he's making people worse in Hollywood. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Like, cause I know Wayne Luke was saying that shit with her. Oh, he was a good character. I was like, what? Are you serious? That dude was bland as shit. You couldn't root for him or nothing. Same thing goes for here. You don't give a fuck about... Well, first of all, I don't give a fuck about that rap duo in the first place. I'm just like, man, fuck both of them. Fuck them.
And then they had that scene, sequence earlier where Chappie, remember they left him alone in that gang?
In the streets?
Yeah, they start throwing rocks at him, throwing Molotov cocktails. I'm like, wow, they're trying to really pour the emotion in this sequence, but I feel nothing.
I remember someone, matter of fact, I was about to say, I remember someone even telling me, man, you see that part right there in the trailer, that's what made me feel for Chappie, whatever, because I was like, why are they treating him like this, whatever. And I remember just rolling my eyes, looking like, you'll fucking see. You, and then I remember I told that.
That point was so.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, but that point was so early in the movie, you really couldn't even feel anything for him.
Mm-hmm. At all. It was like the first 20 goddamn minutes. At that point.
Yeah.
It was, when I remember when I was explaining that scene to someone, I was just like, okay, first of all, before you get a boner for this shit, whatever, he's a cop. Mm-hmm. Well, a former cop. That's why they treat him like shit. And it was like, well, pretty much, well, they just going around killing niggas left and right and shit like that. So that's why they throwing shit at him. So I don't feel a goddamn word of sympathy for his ass right now. Because you're wrong. Like, obviously, you would think these gangsters would know better to drop his ass off in the first fucking place. Like, what kind of plan was that in the damn first place?
Stupid. This robot to save their lives, basically, help pull off this heist. But yeah, they're going to leave him in the wild where he could torn apart easily. Really?
Which, by the way, you'd think these motherfuckers are computer scientists because they just found some brusted up ass arm and attached that shit to him like a Lego piece.
And it fit right, perfectly right then and there. I was like, okay, wow. Dave Patel had to build that thing up from the ground up, so how does
that work? In a goddamn factory. In a damn manufacturing factory, whatever the shit. Oh my god. And then you got scenes like Neil Blomkamp, man, he gets over heavy-handed like a motherfucker in
what?
Some scene.
Blomkamp heavy-handed? No, get out of here.
Man, that scene with the whole, the dog shit. God, dude, he fucking lingered on that shit. I was just like,
that dog or this dog?
You gonna be this dog or that dog? What you wanna be? And then that scene came back like three times more. I was just like, Neil, we get it, man. Matter of fact, we got that when you dropped this nigga off in goddamn middle of the gangsters in the first 20 minutes of the film. We got it. We don't need to hear this shit no more or whatever and stuff. And then, when they go upstairs to the South African, what do you see? Goddamn, 20 PlayStation 4s just sitting in the background and shit.
Was that the guy from District 9 that looked just like
him? It looked just like that dude.
Was that him?
I think it was him, dude. I'm not sure. I wish he would have been the gangster to teach Chappie, though.
Oh, that would have been epic.
Because now I would have been more believable. He'd have been like, if you want something, you take it. You want that power? You take it then.
Give me that PS4.
Yeah, give me the PS4. I'll show you the PS4 right now. You plug it up. I ain't never seen so much technological shit done with a PS4 and a Sony Vaio before. That motherfucker made consciousness with a damn PS4.
Exactly. How the hell does that work?
Did you see that shit, Cody, when he took that PS4 apart, though, and plugged it? I was like,
a makeshift, basically, supercomputer modulation going on with, like, five PS4s connected to something like
that. Oh, my God. I love it because when the PS4 first came out, that motherfucker couldn't get past download programs. Now, all of a sudden, this motherfucker's uploading consciousness and shit?
What? Like, damn, my PS4 does more than I ever thought about it.
Cody, like, he about to rub up on that thing to be like, you my best friend now if you can do all this shit now. And you know, it goes back to a part, because people say, oh, why you bringing that up? Well, it finds just product placement like a motherfucker. Like, Sony just, so that's the problem with Sony film nowadays. They just don't, they are really trying to push their products, like, really hard. Either they must be struggling in sales, which they are probably, because don't nobody want a fucking Sony TV, don't nobody want a Sony phone, nobody want a Sony laptop. Nobody want none of this Sony shit. Only Sony product people are buying is a goddamn PlayStation.
Exactly.
But the problem with that is because Cody once said that, you know, the whole mocap and stuff like that, it really felt like he was in the world or whatever as this robot or something like that. And it just gets lazier as the shit goes on because you're just like, oh yeah, I feel it for that character as far as the mocap goes. It makes me feel like I'm in that world. But then you see this nigga plug up a PS4 into his damn memory, so you're just like, okay, man. Jesus Christ. And then this Sony Vaio is doing more shit than my Sony Vaio has ever fucking done. The only thing my Sony Vaio has done in the past 4 years of having this shit, whatever, is get the blue screen of death. Sony probably like, oh, well, why you gotta put us down like that? Fuck you. Maybe that shit just works wonders in South Africa. I don't know. Shit. It's a region, regional thing or whatever and shit. Hugh Jackman, man.
Oh, boy.
People... I didn't even know where to start with this guy. I remember when the movie ended and they gave us our little critics card to see how it is. I remember the guy next to me and said, he said a lot, where's the part where about Hugh Jackman's performance, whatever, and then somebody said page 2, whatever. You went to page 2. He said, oh, good, whatever. He was like, his friend next to him said, dude, you didn't like Hugh Jackman? He was like, that guy is fucking horrible in this movie or whatever. He was like, shit on my shoe was better than him. Damn. I was like, God.
I don't want to go that far.
I shook his hand because I was like, thank you, brother, because I don't give a fuck about him neither, to be honest. Thank you, because God damn, dude, this guy here, man, he was horrible. I ain't never seen... The lack of just a development on him, whatever. It's like he just takes 780 turns out of nowhere. He was damn near off a Tyler Perry script.
What? Dude, you're not lying.
I mean, once we get to the end of the fucking film with his whole robot thing.
Dude, just like genocidal, basically.
He became obsessed.
Yeah.
No reason why. No, and nobody else at the office could figure it out why. Even Sigourney Weaver, when he talks to her, he runs into her office like a madman and shit. She's just like, do what you have to, whatever. I'm just like, seriously? Seriously. The montage scene of Chappie learning to be gangster.
That was awesome, man.
That's a mighty old fucker right there.
Shoot like this.
I hated that shit. I hated every minute of that shit. I was like, we need to speed this shit up. We need to hurry up and get through this because I'm about to walk out of this goddamn theater right now. Making me sneeze and shit or whatever and stuff. Sneeze bullshit. I smell bullshit when I know it. But then we get to them robbing cars.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Your favorite sequence.
Was anybody else getting mud flapping skids vibes in this motherfucker or whatever shit? I do not want to see a robot with dollar signs spray painted on him, which, by the way, they spray painted that shit on him. Gold chains and shit like that. Talking, holding a gun sideways, talking about, get out the car, I take your car now, I take it now, whatever, you go night, you go sleep. I was like, oh, God, man, not only is he a nigga bot, but he's fucking annoying, too, at that, or whatever. As a matter of fact, I would damn near say, he is more annoying, his voice was more annoying than fucking Mudflap himself, shit.
Damn.
I fucking despised this robot in here, whatever. I was like, you should have just kept this robot out of this whole story, personally. That's right, you should have kept everything out of this whole story. Neil just did not give a fuck in this movie, man. Like, he seriously just got lazier throughout the whole fucking film. One thing I can say, though, for some reason, it ain't boring.
I wouldn't call it boring.
That's because a lot of ridiculous shit goes.
It definitely moves.
Oh, yeah, it definitely moves, whatever. 2 hours, man, that shit was long as shit. Because 2 hours, it had nothing to say. Nothing.
Yeah. Kind of tried to add something to say at the end, the whole consciousness thing. I don't know really about binding and all that, but I give him props for that at least for trying.
Did anybody buy that? I mean, yeah, seriously.
That shit got kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, because like you're right about that. He did try to have something to say at the end of the film, but it was like, did anybody really buy this? Yeah. I mean, seriously, because number one, this is the most screen time I've seen Dev Patel and damn Chappie on screen together. Mm-hmm. Was the goddamn ending of the film, whatever. And even then, I was just like, oh, especially that slow motion scene where he had the guns attached to him. He jumped on the giant robot, the head to an eye. I was just looking. I was like,
chain flying. Yeah, I know you love that.
I was like, geez, okay, this is the stupidest fucking Fast and Furious right here. Okay, this Neo, I expect better from you, man. I really fucking did, and I thought this shit was horrible. I'm sorry, I didn't like a damn thing of this film. Matter of fact, the more I think about it, the more it pisses me off more.
Yeah, I can sense that.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. And people that likes it, whatever, is what pissed me off even more about it. And then, you know, we get to the ending part where, because Chappie's battery is dying, and it can't be replaced. So he uploads his consciousness, along with Dev Patel's, into a robot. And I don't even...
Yeah.
Man, I'm lost with your fucking endings now, whatever. Like, it's almost like he sets up for sequels, but yet he's just like, I want you to think about it, though. This is like, nigga, I ain't got shit to think about.
Particularly that last ending shot.
Yeah.
Confused me.
Which he's trying to be like a Nolan. I can see where he's trying to be like, oh, when you leave the theater, you're going to think about that. And the only thing
thought-provoking.
There you go, thought-provoking. And the only thing I'm thinking about is, damn, how stupid did that just look? Goddamn, Neil. Jesus Christ, man. You ain't no Nolan. You need to stop it or whatever. You ain't got no spinning top that continues to spin or maybe topple over or nothing like that. Your shit just topples right the fuck over. Cody. What? I'm tired. I've been holding this for 4 months now. 4 goddamn months, people. Yeah, hearing you motherfuckers talk about how great that shit looked or whatever. Just sitting back in the background. Just You too, CJ. Putting this on your goddamn anticipated list and shit.
You finally unleashed me, one. You finally unleashed.
There's another one of his movies he put on his list, Cody.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't remember. Damn, CJ.
That motherfucker is on a bat. People, that goes to tell you who to listen to in movies for darkness or whatever shit. This motherfucker, and it's got 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if this shit ain't cheap, I don't think anybody gonna see this shit. Cause let's be real, nobody gives a fuck about Neil Blomkamp. Elysium was great proof for that shit. I ain't never heard so much hype for a film, yet do so poorly at the box office.
God, people couldn't shut up about that film before it came out.
Oh man, the early of what was it? 2013, early 2013. That's everybody was just like, it was that in Pacific Rim, and it was funny because both of those films failed. I'm curious to see. I bet this movie was cheaper though than Legion. That's damn sure. I'm expecting like around the $50 to $60 million area, but I could be wrong. I don't know, but I don't know, Cody. I just don't know anymore. I was thinking I was gonna get a cool sci-fi film, not a goddamn Step It and Fetch It Part Two.
Yeah, this movie kind of loses its way toward the second half, primarily, I think so.
Yeah, second and third act, it just falls completely out. Yeah. I think the middle half of it is where it just got lazy and said, we don't give a fuck. He must have found out he got a director for Alien in the middle of this fucking film. He did a J.J. Abrams or something like that. Yeah, he said, oh, am I? Fuck this film, man. Yeah, so, Cody, final thoughts, man.
Yeah, final thoughts. Okay, I did enjoy, they had two primary action sequences in here. I did enjoy those, even though that last action sequence is kind of unnecessary. I didn't think had to end it that way, pretty much. But
you talking about with the PS4 hooked up into him and downloading his consciousness into that helmet?
I'll talk about when the fake-ass ED-209 comes on the scene.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You should have saw it the way I saw it. That motherfucker looked fake as hell. I was like, God damn. When you see shit when special effects ain't done, man, when that thing landed, when it flew in there, you just like, what the? Is that a green? Oh, damn. Shit. Why the hell would you show this to critics? You know damn well we going to be sitting up here going, that's some bullshit now. You know.
Yeah. The big problem with this movie is lack of emotion. And I know that's what he's trying to get across, trying to have an emotional character to this robot, but it just doesn't happen for me, man. Especially with any other characters as well. It doesn't happen. There's like no emotional attachment whatsoever. Like, I applauded the early moments with Chappie when he's all scared and new to the world. Like, I love that stuff. That stuff was great. Mm-hmm. It was also accompanied by a Hans Zimmer score. I thought his score in here was amazing. I thought it was great. I was like, damn, Hans, man, killing it still. Yeah, but it just does not come through yet. Like you said, all the the skids of mud flap shades. Yeah. Yes, man. Yes, it's bothersome. It's very much bothersome. Like, cause I think that got in the way of some decent character development we could add, but we didn't have any of that. So, like I said, and the movie largely hinges off of that, and I just don't buy into any of it. So, yeah, I'm just gonna end up at a straight up streaming. So.
You know, it's funny because you said the magic word of this is heart, man. And, you know, I don't know if this was like half of a film, because it almost feels like a good 30 minutes of this film was missing at the beginning of it, because there are scenes where you'll see him sitting down there with Yolanda reading a book with her and they're having a conversation and shit. And you're just like, Neil, I see what you're doing here, but I don't feel nothing for none of these characters.
Right.
You haven't given me nothing. It's like, it's almost as if you said, you like that, don't you? And they're just sitting there looking at him like, I don't know who the fuck this is. And last time I checked, they just got done trying to murder some people. So, I don't care about that. And Chappie, the reason why you don't care about Chappie at all is because he is nothing but a fucking stereotype. He's a whole damn stereotype throughout the whole fucking movie, except that one scene Cody talked about, whatever, when he first gets activated, and he's just like, what the fuck going on here and shit like that. But other than that, he plays goddamn Steppin' and Fetchin', mud flapping skits shit. And I was like, I know he didn't borrow from Michael Bay. I mean, come on now. Like, that's one of the, even, you know, everybody's come out and said that's one of the worst fucking movies ever made in history and shit. And this motherfucker literally borrows the robots from them, whatever. That motherfucker snuck onto the set of Transformers 2 and scrapped those two robots for parts to make Chappie. Charlton Copley, I was embarrassed for your ass to even fucking play that role. I was like, Jesus Christ, you just don't give a fuck no more, do you? You just don't give a fuck. Your mocap was cool and all that, but I don't give a fuck about mocap, man. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. If your damn dialogue, by the way, the dialogue in here was horrible, too. I was just like, some of the shit people were saying. And then, one minute, you know, we supposed to take that these gangsters are stupid as fuck. But these motherfuckers got body parts where they can just clip on a damn Lego piece of these arms. It's like, okay, so are they geniuses or what? What's going on here? And then they try to have this emotional climax, whatever shit, with like Ninja sacrificing himself or something like that. I'm just like, man, I don't give a fuck about that. That was some bull. I was like, Neil, man, you missed the whole damn point of this. You really did. This is really, he really didn't give a fuck. Yeah, man, this is getting a fuck it. I don't give a shit. This is fuck it. Why am I wasting my time? Whatever. This is a mighty old high fuck it, by the way. Yeah, this is a high fuck it. I don't give a shit about nothing in this film. Matter of fact, it pissed me off. And I'm glad it's done with. I'm glad it's got over less than 30% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm glad that it's fucking failing. Because the hell with you. If Transformers 2 couldn't fail, well, at least this one's gonna fail. I'm gonna win one way or another.
You don't like Chappie? You want to see Chappie fail?
Nah, yeah, I do, Chappie. I do.
Chappie hit you! Chappie hit you!
Yeah, I wish the fuck you would come at me, Chappie. I fucking comped in your ass. Put a dynamite in your ass. All you gotta do is tell Chappie, it's just like, hey, Chappie, them your friends right there, whatever. Go down that way, whatever. And then you just kick him in the ass, let him fall off the bridge. And then you can just baby talk him. Because Chappie is fucking annoying in this film. Every time he talks to people, he's just like, okay, Chappie, you talking too much now. You can shut the fuck up. You can shut the fuck up. People was just like, I thought you wanted him to talk. You know, you can get that character. It's like, no, because he ain't talking about shit. He talking about the same shit over and over. It's just like, either you or the dog. It's a doggy dog world, Chappie. And it's just like, no, the fuck, he did not just say that. No, he did not just say that. Man, fuck you, Neil Blomkamp.
Consciousness. I am alive. I am Chappie.